Portland businesses of all sizes and specialties are feeling the financial squeeze of the pandemic, pressuring some to even close before the new year begins. Like many other business owners, Kim Sandbold, the owner of Logic the Salon off of 50th and Division in Southeast Portland, has been struggling, despite following rigorous safety protocols, to keep her business afloat during COVID-19. In addition to the pandemic, she shares that her business, which she's owned for 12 years now, has been extra burdened by construction for TriMet's Division Transit project, which began construction in late 2019 and is scheduled to finish in 2022. On its website, trimet.org/division, TriMet explains that this transportation investment is a 15-mile project that will improve bus service between downtown Portland, Southeast, and East Portland and Gresham. Some of the highlighted improvements include increasing bus service up and down Division, traffic signals prioritizing buses, safer and protected bike lanes, and longer three-door buses with room for 60% more riders. However, the issue for business owners like Kim, as she says, who rely on public street parking for customers, since the majority of them will not use public transit during the pandemic for health concerns, is that this project will effectively remove street parking to put in place bus stops and bus lanes. In response to her growing concerns over how she will maintain her business with limited nearby parking, Kim Sandbold has reached out to numerous elected officials, including City Commissioner Chloe Udaly, the current commissioner in charge of the Portland Bureau of Transportation, also known as PBOT. And so far, Kim has said she has received no response. Since September, Kim and I have had multiple phone conversations. Here is our most recent conversation about how her business is doing amid COVID and the Division Transit Project construction.
Last time we talked, it was around September, and there was lots of construction going on, and that was definitely, from what you were saying, impeding on your business. And it sounded like the majority of your clients only drive, and even if they had the option to use other modes of transportation, such as buses, they didn't feel safe to do so because of COVID. Has anything changed since then?
Well, the construction's moved down the road now. We don't have construction in front of us any longer at the moment. I'm sure there'll be more, but because they have to finish the bus stops, they just put down concrete platform so far down here. So I'm sure that there will be more down the road.
And so construction's not immediately in front of your business, but do you have anything that's making your job harder in terms of clients? Like, are clients able to do street parking, or is that completely eliminated at this point?
No, at this point, they are able to street park. We did have construction down here because they were putting in a new turn light out here. So I assume that's what they were doing when they had it partially blocked off to do that for one day after. And I politely asked the guy to move his big van out of in front of my business so that we could have our clients park for as long as we possibly can.
Sure. And what is it that you want? Obviously, it sounds like you're trying to have a discussion, but what resolution would you like to see, if at all possible?
I would like to see the parking stay right here, to be honest. That would be my ideal goal. I mean, unfortunately, as small businesses, and now during COVID, which is even worse as we speak, yesterday was the highest it's ever been, people are not getting on this public transportation. I think a lot of these things should wait to be addressed until we get through this situation.
One of the main criticisms against transportation investments going forward during the pandemic is that TriMet has seen a dramatic decline in ridership since March. Back in February, between buses and light rail, TriMet's ridership plummeted, going from almost 2 million riders a day down to 652,867 riders, as reported last month. Which, for someone like Kim and other business owners negatively impacted by the project, so they claim, they are asking why now, and why not postpone construction during the pandemic?
And to clarify, construction, at least near your business, began this past summer. Is that correct?
Yeah. If I remember right, the first time I talked to them about it was in the beginning of July, I want to say. I think that's the first time I talked to him when I came into work and found everything ripped apart and blocked off, and had to deal with getting them to, unblock some of it as much as I could while they were doing it, which was not very, it didn't happen very well. We'll say that. And, they offered us signs, saying that we're open, which we have, but I don't know that that really, a sandwich board behind everything doesn't really do you a huge amount of help. It's kind of a gratuitous offer to get you to not complain so much.
To better understand what outreach looked like between TriMet and business owners such as Logic the Salon, I reached out to TriMet, which declined to be interviewed and instead emailed me two statements over the course of a few months. The first I received back in September was from Roberta Alstadt, TriMet's Media Relations and Communications Manager. The email states, quote, "We regret that Ms. Sandbold is upset with improvements being made along Division Street. The street is a high crash corridor. Changes are being made by TriMet and our partners that will increase pedestrian safety while improving transportation flow, including adding high-capacity bus service to connect more people with jobs, education, and services, such as Ms. Sandvold's salon. The parking being removed for all of these improvements is on the street, in the public right-of-way. That means it is owned and maintained by the City of Portland, and, like any on-street parking, it is not reserved for any specific business located nearby. I would suggest you reach out to the city as this concerns changes to its properties," end quote. And last month, I received the following from TriMet Public Information Officer, Tyler Graff, who wrote, quote, "The Division Transit Project has been in development since 2014. Since TriMet took the lead on the project in late 2016, our community affairs staff has closely engaged with the community. Throughout this process, TriMet has connected with businesses and property owners through meetings, phone calls, emails, physical mailings, website updates, and other means to share information and respond to questions about potential impacts. This includes multiple contacts with Ms. Sandvold's business since 2017, which TriMet has documented. Traffic configuration changes are publicly available on maps posted on trimet.org/division and shared at open houses. Staff also share this information with businesses next to the affected areas. TriMet follows PBOT's notification requirements before any permanent street parking removals are required by the project," end quote. Without the opportunity to speak directly with TriMet officials, it was difficult for my role as a reporter to know what information was shared with businesses about how businesses like Logic the Salon would be impacted by the project and construction, and if such an issue was taken into consideration in the planning process. What is clear is why Division Street was chosen for safety investments. As stated by TriMet officials, Division Street is a high crash corridor, according to PBOT, the Portland Bureau of Transportation. Over the span of 4 years from 2012 to 2016, five Division intersections had high crash rankings. On 122nd Avenue and Division alone, which ranks as Portland's third least safe corridor, there were 115 crashes, and on 82nd and Division, there were 81 total crashes.
And leading up to construction, just because I can't remember from our conversation, how aware were you of the Division Transit project? What was the outreach like?
I had heard about it, and unfortunately, during the hours that I'm already booked, they decided to have their meetings and I couldn't go, but I signed a bunch of petitions and tried to, not have it happen. And then I never actually heard, to be honest, which I'm pretty aware that it passed and that they okayed it until they were in front of my business taking it apart, unfortunately. They don't always put things out where we, the small business people, know about them.
And how long...
We're trying to keep ourselves afloat.
How long ago was that going on where you weren't able to attend the meetings, but you said that you were still signing petitions and trying to stay engaged? Was that a year ago, months ago, before July?
I believe that was about two years ago.
Okay.
When they first talked about it. Right now, too, is the parking stuff getting harder down here? And it's just getting harder in general because where all the apartments have gone in and everything that I had a hairstylist inform me that they didn't want to take a job here because of the parking situation for her client. It's affecting me on so many levels.
And has it in any way affected clients from choosing to not?
My clients compl- complain, especially my older clients complain a lot about having to park, you know, several blocks away. I mean, because there's only, I think, 7 spots out front, and 4, well, we're down to 3 businesses, but then we also have the food cart across the street, and there people park out here to get their food and pick up and, you know, go over there to eat as well. So, you know, it just, these spots service a lot of food businesses.
Because I remember you saying that you were sort of tucked into a neighborhood off of Division, so that's where oftentimes folks are parking. Is that correct?
Yeah, there. I was saying that it's going to affect the neighborhood because a lot of my clients are actually parking on both sides of 51st and sometimes down past Clinton on 51st. And, you know, sometimes they'll have to park way up into the neighborhood to get down here. I know the world and I understand that we need, you know, we need our air emissions to be better, and I am about those things happening if we can find balance. We need to find balance.
And just so I can kind of get a clear picture, and I know you don't fully know because you're not getting answers, but that street parking that you didn't have in September that you now seem to have right now, is that temporary?
From what he told me, that it will be gone once they get this up and running.
Got it.
I didn't get an answer of when that was, like we were just talking about, until I saw something saying that it's probably, you know, 2 years out, but I don't know if that means... So I honestly don't know when I'll lose my parking, which leaves me more stressed and more worried. It's like, when is this going to happen? You know, what is going to happen? How much, you know, where is my business going to be at that time with all the COVID and financial issues that people are having? I mean, our businesses are slowing down, and now we're in a pause in Multnomah County where she's telling more people not to go out, which I get. We need to get the COVID completely under control, wear our masks and not gather, and I totally agree with what's being said, but it's all of this is affecting the small business owners, and the stress alone is got to be tremendous. I know it is for me.
For sure.
And not knowing is almost worse than knowing.
Hmm. Well, and I mean, with street parking, you know, that's not a parking lot. So obviously, as you illustrated with that large truck, you don't control. I mean, you don't control who parks there, how many cars. So that's another issue. And I mean, typically, are there enough spaces for your clients to park there, or is it more often that they have to go and park and out in the neighborhood?
They get really excited when they manage to make it out front. It depends on what day of the week and what time of the day, and whether they can get an out front parking or they have to go park in the neighborhood.
Gotcha. Okay.
Holidays and weekends, of course, it's, you know, busier, and so there's more people parked. Although the bar is going to be able to have even less people in it, so I guess we'll see less of their people parking out here right now, which I feel really bad for them. I mean, such a struggle.
Right.
I can't even express how pained I am for everybody around me and all of the things that are going on for these businesses.
And can you talk
all
more?
All of the businesses.
Absolutely. Can you talk more about the businesses next to yours or near yours that have been affected by this construction?
Yeah, the North Bar next to me is, you know, really concerned about not having any parking and not being able to drop their goods and have people come to do their repairs and stuff because there'll be no place for them to park. And the owner there also has some back issues, so she gets really distressed when she can't get close enough to get the stuff out of her vehicle. You know, so it's very hard. And we lost the computer repair place next to us already. And that leaves a vegetarian restaurant down on the end. And they're doing now is takeout. So I'm sure that's not easy.
And I know you can't go back in time, obviously, but if you could, you know, you're sole owner of a business, and I think it's understandable that you weren't able, you know, to some degree, you weren't able to participate the way you wanted to in those those public hearings and those meetings with the city and TriMet. But what would you have liked to have happened between, you know, those outreach moments?
I would have liked that. I would have loved if I had known, you know, sooner and been able to go. And then now that I know more things, been able to amass a group of people that felt the same way with me and show up there. Because I've been told by people repeatedly now that unless I have money to back my beliefs or enough people, which right now you can't put together, and I might have been able to then because there's all these things with COVID and stuff weren't going on. I wish I could have known enough then to know that I should have amassed a lot of people and been there and educated more people and tried to make that happen.
So you didn't,
ideally, in a perfect world, you know?
Right. So you didn't realize how serious this is going to impact your business, potentially.
No.
Got it.
I did not realize just how much it was going to impact us. Because they didn't, they said a few. We'll lose a few parking spots. I had no idea if you meant my bike racks and all of our parking spots. I had no idea. They didn't tell us that.
So bike racks,
that wasn't listed.
So from what I remember last time, bike racks had to be taken out to build the infrastructure for the buses. Is that right?
Yeah, and what I understood was they're putting another turn lane there, so people need to be able to turn into that end, and that they needed their buses to be able to pull in through there.
Got it.
From what I was told.
So
I was told, every time I talk to someone, I got told so many different things. It's very hard to track.
For sure. And, like, it sounds like you've had these conversations, whether over the phone, in person, with, you know, the city or just like random neighbors. But what do you say to folks who most likely will be listening to this who say, you know, you decided to have your business on Division, a very busy place where, you know, there's not a whole lot of parking in general, whether it's street parking or not. Regardless of COVID, this was your choice. And Portland is ever growing more in terms of being more transit and bike friendly, reliant. What do you say to folks who are going to have that response and maybe not support what you're saying or your issue, rather?
I don't even know what to say to them. There's always somebody on the other side of what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think in our world right now, we need to have compassion and care for all our small businesses and people in general. It's hard to be and exist in this world right now, mm-hmm. where we are. And, you know, I just feel like it's always about the yin and the yang and the balance and being caring for what's happening to people. You know, I chose to be here. The other option was to, when the original owners were to close it down, the option was to take it or have to go searching for another job. And I'm a doer and a believer, and I believed I could do it. And on the 11th of this month, and we've been here 12 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, that's great.
If you are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Kim Sandvold, the owner of Logic the Salon off 50th and Division in Southeast Portland, about how the Division Transit Project has impacted street parking for her clients amid the pandemic.
And so I think a really common theme that we've had in both conversations is, you know, no matter what decisions are being made by the city or other opinions, as you just noted, there always will be, that you're about, from what it sounds like, about some level of compromise, that especially right now, small businesses are in need of help.
Yes, we're all in need of help, and I feel like the small businesses and the rest, especially the restaurants and the artists and, you know, they're just really struggling. I just perceive so few of the things that make Portland amazing being left over after this. I mean, I support local artists in here. I sell their art, and I don't take anything from them because they're important to me. They need to survive, and Portland's always been about music and art and drama and plays and play and places to eat and community and being there for each other, and that's the Portland that I believe in. loving your neighbor, helping the people around you, caring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think many would agree with you. And what would you like folks who are listening to know in terms of how they can get involved, or, you know, why they should care about this? What would you like to tell people?
Everybody in this time, I know that we're struggling, all of us, but we really need to reach out to people who need us. The businesses, your neighbor, your family, your friends. We never know what the next day is going to bring for us, and we need to be compassionate and stand with each other. Reach out for the small businesses. If you have a friend or a family member, or you go to a business that you see that might be struggling, reach out and help them. You know, call the Congress people that might be involved in what's going on with them. Stand there and tell them that you care. I mean, I personally reach out to the people around me, and my clients are my family. I look out for them. I reach out to them now and check on them. I try to reach out to the businesses around me as much as I possibly can and still stand behind my chair and support my salon and my livelihood. You know, we just need to be connected. I just put a poster in my window the other day that I had made that says, be part of your community. Stand with your community. Small businesses have a heart.
Is there anything you want to say potentially for any, if this ever gets to city commissioners, is there anything you want them to hear from this? Any main thing they take away from this conversation, if they were ever to hear this?
That there needs to be more research into all situations that happen, be it building, transportation, any of those things, and what the changes it will make in a neighborhood and how it will either help or adversely affect people. And you need to go out and actually meet the people that are being affected by things instead of just sitting in behind walls and not actually being connected to us. We're out here. We have information to share with you. And we need your help. We need to be heard.
This is Claire Rosciato with KBOO News in Depth.